Chinese Vice Premier Ma Kai says Monday's talk aims to enhance bilateral trade and investment.
Under the theme of promoting bilateral trade and investment from a strategic height, this round of dialogue has had in-depth and candid discussions on a wide range of topics, and we reached extensive consensus.
Officials from China and the EU signed an agreement on 5G technology and communications industry development. Under the agreement, the EU and China seek to reach a global understanding by the end of 2015 on the concept, basic functionalities, key technologies and time plan for 5G. The two sides agreed that by 2020, there will be more than 30 times as much mobile internet traffic as there was in 2010. The EU also vowed to make joint efforts with China to promote global standardization for 5G, implement joint research actions, and facilitate bilateral participation of enterprises in 5G research projects. Major topics during the talks include an investment treaty between China and EU. Talks on this agreement started in early 2014. The European Commission's Vice President for Jobs, Growth, Investment and Competitiveness, Jyrki Katainen, told a joint news conference that both sides had agreed to set up a working group to discuss these issues.
First issue which we agreed today was a really real breakthrough, because we agreed to set up a joint working group to increase cooperation between the EU and China.
The group is expected to further discuss how to better cooperate on China's One Belt and One Road initiative with an economic plan backed by European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. The Juncker plan, with the aim of reviving European economy, also features large infrastructure projects. After Monday's dialogue, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang met the EU delegation headed by Katainen. For CRI, I'm Guo Yan.